This reading, No Irritable Reaching, is a collaboration between Seattle and Santa Cruz. And a very interesting way how I got together with my co-organizer, Roxy Power. Maybe she'll tell the story, I don't know. She ended up hearing about the workshop I was doing on Brenda Hillman and took that about her new book in a few minutes before later. And she said, can you get me a venue for AWP? And I had just done the panel and I asked Shaylee, and Shaylee was like, yes, please have it here. And she's been great, it's been great. What a beautiful gallery it is too, what fine work in here. So thank you, Shaylee. And so here we are, we survived last night, the Transgenre Cabaret.
We survived,
and please welcome my co-host, Roxy Power.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Shaylee. Sort of a co-sponsor, Viz Inter Arts, which is the namesake of the disreputable transgenre cabaret that we had last night. So anyway, it's something that I do every year at the AWP, working between art forms in an art gallery. So what I'd like to do, since we're doing sort of a Seattle Santa Cruz dance tonight, in the spirit of a panel that my friends Juana Spatini and Victoria Banyales, both of whom are Santa Cruz poets like myself and who are here to read this evening. But we were talking about the rhizomes that connect different literary organizations and media and outreach in Santa Cruz in our panel. And we were thinking about the ways in which rhizomes are lateralized, fleshy root systems for calla lilies, irises, and other things, and they sprout on their nodes, different projects. And so Farnaz and I, and before Victoria, used to be part of the Hive Poetry podcast. we have a lot to learn from the Master Paul podcaster, but that's sprouting some rhizomes, the Hive, turning into a live reading series. My point in even telling you all that is that I'm hoping so much, because I feel so honored to be here and to connect with all of you, specifically Paul, to just keep growing some rhizomes between these Pacific coastal cities of ours, Santa Cruz and Seattle, so alliteratively connected. And though we fall south of Cascadia, in terms of whatever constitutes Cascadia, water sheds probably and other things, I think that we have some spiritual and literary connections. So without further ado, I want to introduce my very good friend Farnaz Fatemi, whom I have known for 24 years or so because we've taught at UC Santa Cruz. Farnaz is an Iranian-American poet who just was appointed the first official poet laureate of Santa Cruz County just a few weeks ago. And and she thinks that's all I have to say about her, but very quickly, she was also the winner of the Stan and
Tom Wick,
I got that part, award in 2021, selected by Tracy K. Smith for her book, Sister Tongue. Farnaz Fatemi.